instructing his disciples on the second coming. He's telling them, warning them, no one, not even he himself, knows when that day is going to be. Only our Father knows that. So he's telling us, be aware, be awake. Keep preparing yourself. That coming could come tonight. We don't know. We have no idea. The important thing is that we be ready when that does come. And he compared that with Noah. Noah listened. He didn't know when the flood was coming, if it was even coming. But he got ready, he prepared, and he had his family ready. But all his neighbors, friends, they went about their busy little lives, just doing whatever. And when that flood did come, they were taken by surprise. And all were destroyed except Noah and his family. So one of the things I think we need to think about, how well are we preparing for that second coming? I know myself, I have to look into my own heart. How much time am I really spending preparing as compared to all the other busy stuff that I do? So I'd like to ask you this morning to take this to your heart and with me listen to the scripture and think about really what we are doing, how we are preparing. The necessity for watchfulness. But about that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field. One will be taken, and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together, and one will be taken, one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Lord, let the words of my mouth, meditation of my mind be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. There was something I was going to mention during announcements. You know, there's the scripture that says, as you do unto the least of these, you do unto me. Jesus himself told us that. Well, there's been a gentleman who's been leaving his vehicle parked in our parking lot because where he's staying, the driveway is too short. And he says, hello, my name is Shannon Taylor. I drive the black Scion that I park at your church parking lot. I just wanted to say thank you and appreciate that you let me do it. I told one of the pastors, or it might have been whomever is reading this, on the situation of the small driveway, I just wanted to say thank you for extending your helpfulness. The reason for this letter is to let you and your congregation know my appreciation. And he also does landscaping, and I can get in contact with him. If there's anyone who wants landscaping done, then either leave a note on his car. He's willing to do that work for us. But again, it's part of being prepared. How are we prepared? It's because we live a life that's different from the normal lives. We offer people courtesy, we offer them love, we offer them grace, we offer them mercy as we receive grace and mercy. So that's how we are acting. Well, not to belabor the point, but none of us knows when he's coming back. Every year,
You know, for centuries, people have lit Advent candles in anticipation and preparation. We've had countless celebrations of the first coming of Jesus with the manger scene and all of that, with our hope being that it's coming soon. Well, this day of judgment, which is in verse 36, it says, but about that day, that is the day of judgment. That is the day when Jesus comes back. Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the trumpet will sound, the clouds will part, Jesus will descend, the graves, we rise, and the graves give up their dead, and we rise and join Him for an eternity. That's that day. Well, there are three things about that day, three items that are important about that day. One, no one knows when, except God. Now, you would think, well, Jesus and the Holy Spirit, they're the triune, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, co-eternal, co-equal, that they would know. The Scripture tells us that Jesus said, and our no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father knows that time. So, no one knows but God when He's coming. Now, some people would say, well, probably one of the reasons is so that He has options to extend that time for the right things to happen, for the right people to surrender their lives to God, as He's wanting more and more of us. The other thing is that the second thing, so the first is it's unknown only to God, and the second is it's going to catch us unawares. And verses 37 through 43 all speak to that unknown. Like a thief in the night, and people will be in a field, and one will be taken and the other left. One will be taken and the other left. That tells us that there's a judgment. There's going to be those that are children of God will be taken and then the others left. Most of you have read the Left Behind series or heard about them in the movies. And I'm not getting into the eschatology of it. I'm just saying that what this Scripture says, it doesn't say left behind. It says left. Now, that could be left to judgment. You know, the sheep and the goats. The sheep on the right and the goats on the left. When judgment, the sheep are the blessed ones, the children of God, and they enter into the kingdom of heaven. And those that are the goats that are left, they go someplace else. The third piece is that disciples... Let me ask you, what do you think qualifies someone as being a disciple of Jesus Christ? Just think about that for a second, and I'm going to name a couple of things that make about it decide that. A disciple of Jesus Christ, like Paul says in Romans, you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead. Now, the second part of that, now that's your justification. That's your salvation. You have accepted the fact that Jesus died for you, that He came for you and He died for you. The second piece is what you do with it. It's the sanctification. It's how the Holy Spirit starts to transform you, how you allow the Holy Spirit to come in and allow you to do things like Jesus did. Because Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by Me. So, disciples are those that follow Jesus Christ. Now, so, we know exactly what we need to do then to be ready for that unknown day, that anticipated day that none of us knows when it's going to happen. And God is a God of now and the instant, and that is our Christ, Holy Spirit. Yes, Jesus says, I'm the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. But you and I live in each moment, and Jesus God, the Father, and the Holy Spirit are in that moment. And we need to be living in that moment our entire lives. The other piece to this is, since it's unknown but anticipated, we're getting ready for it, we're staying prepared. But we've been doing that for 2,000 years. And a minister friend and I were discussing, how do you every year get people excited about Advent? Because he hasn't come back. We celebrate Christmas. We celebrate the baby in the manger. We celebrate the fact that he came. We celebrate that that cradle that he came to, that manger that he came to, and the cross that he was taken down from are two signs of the beauty of God, Christ Jesus. That from Paul, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, that trumpet sound, the clouds parting, Jesus coming back, that is what we anticipate. That is what we hope for. Our hope is Jesus. Our hope is in Jesus. So we need to be faithful followers of Jesus Christ and doing what he has commanded us. That is how we stay ready. That's how we're ready. Because he's going to come in a totally unexpected way. And it's an individual decision and activity and faith and belief in each and every one of you that determines whether you're taken or left. It's your relationship with Jesus Christ that determines whether you're taken or left. Live as Jesus calls you to live and anticipate his coming and all of us being taken. Shalom.